Y'all, some people are gonna be mad at me, but as the saying goes, the truth will set you free. First, it will hurt like hell, but it will help you heal. So let's talk about the top 8 reasons why women struggle when it comes to social media. So you guys know, first off, I always like to be positive, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't at least acknowledge the struggles that real women face when it comes to social media. People like to glamorize social media. This is why so many people hop on social media. This is why so many people fail when it comes to social media. Have you ever heard someone say, all you got to do is just post your website and they'll buy from you, or just keep posting, they'll come? You realizing that's a pile of garbage, right? Yeah, been there, done that, hated it. Joining social media, yeah, that's the easy part, but making money on social media, now that's a different story. So let's just hop into the top 8 reasons why women either struggle or fail when it comes to social media. And I want you to listen carefully and tell me if either one of these describes you, but be honest. Lying to yourself ain't gonna get you nowhere. Lying to yourself is the reason why you're still in the same spot. So number one, not consistent. I like to say consistent actions yield consistent results. No matter what platform you choose, you're not going to make $1 million by just posting once. Most of the overnight success you see came from weeks, months, or even years of failing forward. You don't lose weight by working out once and continuing to eat 6 deep dish pizzas every night. You just don't. You have to change your habits. Number two, you're talking to the wrong people. Now that you're consistent, you want to make sure that you're talking to the right people. You want to make sure that the right people hear your message. Your product and service isn't for everyone, nor should it be. There's a saying, if you speak to all, you speak to none. If you want people to take action, your message must resonate with your audience. Your message won't resonate if they never cared in the first place. Number three, you don't have an actual marketing strategy. Understand that marketing is not an overnight thing. Have realistic expectations. Stop jumping from platform to platform, hoping that you'll get some results. As soon as you hear about the latest or the hottest social media platform, now here you go, jumping on over there, letting these views fool you into thinking that you're actually getting some results. Shots fired. Remember, your flowers blossom where you plant your seeds. You have to nurture it. Number four, you worried about the wrong thing. Stop thinking and stop looking at the person next to you or what so-and-so got going on over there. That is nothing more than a distraction. And as the saying goes, comparison is the greatest thief of joy. Let them have their shine. Yours is coming soon. Trust me. So instead of looking at them and letting it discourage you, you need to be focused on what you need to be focused on. Looking at their business ain't gonna help yours grow. Number five, only focused on social media. So I know, yes, this is a little bit weird coming from me, but I really do have your best interest in mind here. We do not own any of these social media platforms. When Facebook goes down, do you contact Mark Zuckerberg? Do you even know the owner of TikTok? Do you know the owner of Twitter? Do you know the owner of LinkedIn? Probably not, right? Y'all, I saw a lady lose her IG account, and this account had over 20,000 followers. 20,000 followers lost overnight. So do not build your home on rented property. You do not own this. Number six, spreading yourself too thin. So you don't need to be on every platform. Stop trying to be a human octopus. You're wondering why you're wringing yourself dry and you're still not getting the results you want. That's because you haven't even truly understood how that platform works into your mix or how to optimize your efforts on that platform to get the best results. If you have a team, then yes, delegate each platform to a different member. But if it's just you, stick with the one platform until you master it and then worry about adding on. You don't have to be everything to everyone. You just gotta be something to that one, and trust me, that's all that matters. Number seven, you haven't done anything. You still over here stuck in learning or planning mode, telling yourself, I'll do it when the time is right, or I'll do it when it's perfect. Newsflash, nothing will ever be perfect. The time will never be right. Life isn't perfect. It's literally now or never. Every minute that you've spent doing nothing is a minute that you'll never get back. So make each minute count, y'all. Or is it because, and yes, this is a big, big, big one. This is why I saved it for last. Number eight, your mindset. You're too committed to your comfort zone and you're afraid to fail. You continue to do the same things day in and day out just so you can actually say that you've done something. So if somebody asks, what did you do? Oh, cool. I've made 20 Facebook posts. Forgetting the fact that they ain't get you nothing. Like, don't get committed to saying that you've done something, yet it's not yielding any type of results for you. It's the definition of insanity. Things are not just going to auto-correct themselves. If you've been showing up constantly on Facebook Live or posting religiously on Facebook or Instagram and your audience hasn't grown, y'all, there's something wrong. Something isn't working. You're committing to failure by just trying to avoid it. You see how counterproductive that was? So I've had several people reach out to me and question if Pinterest is even worth it, asking if people are still buying things on Pinterest due to coronavirus, or asking, can you really make money on Pinterest? And then, like clockwork, they say each month they're going to sit down and look over the training material, yet here we are, month after month, still asking the same questions, still making the same statements, still doing the same thing. Let me tell you something. This is nothing but fear and self-doubt. You don't need to ask the question, does this social media platform really work? Y'all, you got somebody that's successful on TikTok. You got somebody that's successful on LinkedIn. You got somebody successful on Snapchat. You got somebody successful on Facebook. You got somebody successful on Twitter. You got somebody successful on Instagram. And you better believe you got somebody successful on Pinterest. So the question it really has to do more with you than the actual platform. So the question isn't, does it work? The question is, will you work? This isn't just some magical unicorn. They didn't get there by wishing it would work. They got there by putting in the work, right? Now is the time to step your game up. It's not going to happen overnight. And just because you signed up for a free course or a free workbook doesn't mean you're going to get results either. You have to put the work in. So let me ask you this question. Are you ready to put the work in? Do you really want results in your business, or do you just want to sit there and complain and tell people you've tried everything, knowing that you really didn't try, knowing that you put in some half-ass effort just to say, oh, I tried it and it really didn't work, and you know that you didn't even give it your all? If so, you guys, I'm so freaking excited. Like, if you couldn't tell already, because I'm so, so freaking excited, and I am dedicated to helping you get to the next level, which is why, you guys, I am launching a brand new paid membership program called Pinning for Winning Masters. Y'all, people have been getting results with the free content that I give in the Facebook group. They've gotten results with the free workbook that I've created. So if you can get results with the free stuff that I've done, imagine what this paid is about to be like. Baby, we are about to take it to the next level. So here's a little sneak peek, right? So yes, you're going to get that ongoing support, the training, and the accountability. But then also what's going to happen is you and I are going to come up with a customized Pinterest marketing strategy for your business. And not only are we going to come up with it, but you guys, we're going to implement it. Remember, we don't want to be stuck in the learning and planning. We actually need to do. That is where you're going to get your results. So I am going to give you short weekly assignments to complete to make sure that we are staying on pace, you guys. And together, look at this, y'all. We are going to come up with 12 weeks of content in less than 12 hours. I'm going to show you how you can spend the least amount of time on Pinterest, but still getting those results, still being able to generate traffic and leads on autopilot using Pinterest. So if you are ready to step your game up, you guys, I want you to go ahead and complete this quick form to become a founding member of Pinning for Winning Masters program. And yes, there is going to be a special deal in there for you just for signing up to become a founding member. So sign up, get the email when it goes live, and I trust me, you guys, you are going to absolutely love it.